Charles Dunaway with WRFI News, and I'm here with Amber Smith, who is with the Finger Lakes Toy Library, which was a new thing to me when I heard about it this week. So, Amber, tell us a little bit about the Finger Lakes Toy Library.
Well, we are a brand new 501c3 designated nonprofit. We're based in Ithaca. We do not yet have a location, but we are working on that. Mm-hmm. We are a toy lending library. So much like you would go to the public library to mm-hmm. borrow a book, you would come to the toy library to borrow a toy. We are hoping to be a free of charge, membership charge free organization. And we hope to carry high quality, open-ended, imaginative playthings for mm-hmm. all of the children in Tompkins County.
Great. Well, let's start with the, start back at the beginning is where are the toys going to come from?
Well, they're going to come from a variety of sources. We right now are working on collecting toy donations mm-hmm. of both gently used and new toys from all over the place, local individuals and organizations, anybody essentially that is wanting to donate a toy is welcome to. We have about 50 toys in the collection so far, just from our mm-hmm. first toy donation day, which was on December 17th. And we are holding another toy donation day on, well, what's the date? It is on January 14th. Mm-hmm. January 14th, we are going to be taking part in the Varna After School Program Community Day. They're doing an outreach program. So we'll be at the Varna Community Center on January 14th right. from 2 to 4 collecting toys. We also hope to get donations from toy companies. Mm-hmm. People can donate money for us to purchase our toys for our own collection. We're hoping to purchase some via grant funding.
Mm-hmm. And once you get a location, and what's the plan as far as, let's say, you know, a parent needs toys for their child or wants a particular kind of toy for their child, you know, what would they need to do? How will you handle all that?
Well, once we have a location, anybody is welcome during any of our open hours, which will be mm-hmm. advertised once we have a space, to come in and set up a membership. So the same way that you would go to the public library and get a library card, you'll be able to come sign up for a membership mm-hmm. and peruse our collection. Depending on our space, some of it may be, we may be able to publicly display all of the toys. Some of it might be via a catalog that people would look through and pick mm-hmm. out what they want, and we'll fetch it for you. We also hope to do membership drives in various community centers locally. We're going to be at Southside Community Center in February, and we hope to reach out to all the different organizations locally and mm-hmm. we're not just for families. We'll also be available for other local nonprofits and for-profits, daycare centers, schools, community centers, everyone to be mm-hmm. able to come and borrow toys. It should be a pretty simple process yeah. to just come in and sign up for a membership.
Sure. Sounds good. I mean, thinking about this and back in the early days of the century when I had a child, it seems to be children kind of get more attached to toys than most of us do to the book that we borrow from the library. So I know ripping it from their hands after 2 weeks might be difficult, but how are you going to handle that kind of thing? How long will people be able to keep the toys? And
yeah, absolutely. It is something we intend to be an issue. We're looking at probably a 3-week borrowing period. Mm-hmm. Especially with infant and toddler toys, you often grow out of a toy in just that little time yeah. sometimes. Mm-hmm. We're hoping that it's an incentive for kids to be able to say, okay, it's time to return the toy, but you get to go pick out a new one. So that we're hoping to overcome it in that sense. It will certainly be a challenge, and we may have to put some things in place to help that be a more appealing idea for the children. Yes. But we hope to have a play space in the library itself. Also. So mm-hmm. hopefully there will be a desire for kids to want to come to return the toy because then they get to come and play also.
Oh, yeah. And it's a great way also for the, you know, the parents to meet one another. And
yeah, we really hope it to be a big community builder. We mm-hmm. really want children from all different parts of the community to be able to come together and play together and for parents and caregivers to be able to come together also.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Well, that sounds like a neat idea. Now, is this something that, that you came up with on your own, or are there other toy libraries out there that inspired you? Or
I did not come up with it. our board president, Deborah Lewis, had the idea about a year ago, and she asked me to come on board. She then did some research after she first kind of came up with this thought and discovered that there are toy libraries all over the country and all over the world, in fact. There's a U.S. Toy Library Association. There are about 400 in the United States.
Wow.
And they're very popular in Europe. England has about 1,200 of them on its own. Australia has several. So we're hoping that in doing this here that we can also start to kind of push this movement even further ahead and gain more exposure. Mm-hmm. A lot of the toy libraries in the United States are not their own 501c3s. They're run under other organizations, so under community centers or schools or public libraries. We're one of the few that are our own 501c3, so we're kind of hoping to trailblaze a little bit to give other people who want to start these organizations a path to follow.
Sure, yeah, that sounds great. And you're out looking for grant money, I assume, and donations?
Absolutely.
All right, are you using any of the, I mean, how are you trying to solicit individual donations?
Well, currently we have a crowdfunding campaign through GiveGab, which is a local crowdfund platform. That campaign goes through December 31st, so we would absolutely love for people to get involved with that. The biggest thing we're saying about that is, yes, we want to raise funds, but it's more a way to cast your vote in favor of a toy library in Ithaca. If this is something you want to see come to fruition and be able to exist, just a $5 donation is enough to say, yes, I want to be, I want this to happen. And we have just over 40 contributors so far, and we're hoping to get to 100 contributors. That's our goal before December 31st. And then we're also happy to take donations of toys, of time. We're very much looking for people who are, want to donate skills and other things that they think they can offer us. There's a full list on our website of all of the different things that we would be happy to have from the community.
Oh, yeah. So speaking of website, where would this website be?
We are at fingerlakestoylibrary.org. We're also on Facebook, which is just Finger Lakes Toy Library. Should come up if you just search it that way.
Okay. Great. So people are going to be able to get in touch with you. And do you have like a target time that you're going to try to get, you know, get completely launched? You know, have your space and everything. And is there a
We're looking to open in June. So June 2017 is our goal.
Okay.
We'll see where we're at with funding and everything else at that point. Our biggest hurdle, I think, is finding a great location. We really want to be in downtown Ithaca. So if there's anybody out there with a space that they're looking to rent or donate, it's a tax deductible donation. If somebody has a space that they're willing to even give us reduced rent on, we ideally would like to be downtown so that we're accessible to everyone via bus routes for now.
Yeah,
we do hope in the future to have a mobile van and be able to go to other communities and do pop-up events in all kinds of places to bring more people in. But
yeah, I think there would be something kind of nice to having a single place, especially with a play space and that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I assume you're getting a lot of very positive feedback about this around you know, around town, right?
We are. We've had a really great reception. We had a lot of people attend our first toy donation day in a snowstorm, which was fantastic. roads were terrible that morning. We still had a lot of people come and not just make donations, but stay and play and chat with us and kind of get a feel for what we're about. And that was really great. We've had great receptions from all kinds of people in the community, and we have a lot of support. So we've been really, really thankful for that.
Well, that sounds great. So, again, for people who would like to get in touch and, you know more about you or put their check mark next to I would like a toy library, they should go to
fingerlakestoylibrary.org is kind of the hub where you can get all the other information. So there's a link to our GiveGab on there. There's a link to our Facebook page. That's sort of the best way. All of our individual contact information for our board of directors is on there. There's a lot more information about our goals and what we would like to see happen on the website.
Well, good. That sounds like a great thing, and best of wishes to you and for the new year.
Thank you.
Take care.